I definitely have. The teams that I've talked to, they've told me in the 3-4 scheme, I play in the inside, and in the 4-3, I play on the outside more than likely. I haven't had any official interviews yet, but you know, those guys have pulled me to the side and told me, you know, what they think of me and things like that. My official interviews start tonight.
What prompted you to come out, and how seriously did you consider staying in?
You know, first and foremost, I have my degree. I graduated in sport management with a minor in business, and that was my ultimate goal going to the University of Tennessee, was to get my degree. And you know, the opportunity presented itself to come out this year, and that's what I chose to do.
Who's your agent?
Mitch Frank and Sean Kiernan.
Nah.
You said tough interview. Oh.
Is it tough to become your agent considering you're back?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I know a little bit about the business side, but not as much as those guys do. You know, that definitely was one of my options, but you know, I love the game of football, and I want to coach after I'm done playing. I'm pretty flexible. My first 2 years at the University of Tennessee, I played outside linebacker. This year, due to team needs, I moved into the middle. And after the first 3 games, I had to make a few adjustments, and I became settled in at the middle, and I kind of enjoyed it. Right. You know, not at all. We've been blessed. You know, my brothers, they're in school. They're on full scholarship at JMU and at the University of Richmond playing football. And, you know, our family has truly been blessed, and that didn't have anything to do with my decision.
How much experience do you have in 3-4?
At the University of Tennessee, we're a pretty multiple defense. Some of our packages include a 3-4, and I line up in the middle.
So.
Knees are great. You know, I just got finished doing all the physicals and things like that. So the doctors telling me good things, and you know, hopefully they can stay that way.
Was it one injury or a couple of?
You know, it was just it was little injuries. You know, in 2005, I had a LCL repair. That was my only major surgery that I had. Then I had a scope in 2006. My LCL was on my right knee. You know. At the end of the day, they gave me their blessing. You know, they knew I had my degree, and first and foremost, that's what Coach Fulmer, you know, cares about, is making sure his players graduate and things like that. And they were happy for me when I said I was coming out, and they wished me the best of luck.
If you didn't have a degree, would you still be?
I would still be at the University of Tennessee.
What's your
sport management with a minor in business.
How many years?
3.5. Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about your skill against the run versus the pass.
I feel like I play the run really well. I'm a downhill type of linebacker. And pass coverage and zones and matchup zones, I play the matchup zones pretty well. You know, I can improve in certain aspects of my game, you know, spot drops, things like that. But at the end of the day, I feel like I'm a pretty solid linebacker.
What kind of character questions have you been
answering? Yeah, you know, an incident happened my freshman year. It was a fight at a party, things like that. You know, I was charged with aggravated assault. I turned myself in as soon as I found out I had a warrant out for my arrest. After I turned myself in, the guy that actually committed the act, he came forward and said he did. It was a case of misidentification. And all the charges were dismissed. So that's the only thing that ever happened.
Get a sense that's maybe more important than ever. We've seen what happened with Pac-Man Jones last year. This time, the commission was put together. Personal conduct policy.
You can definitely tell, you know, these teams are really taking it serious this you know, at this combine. You know, character. I've answered more questions about character and things I like to do in my off time than I have about football. So, you know, Commissioner Goodell is doing an excellent job, you know, making sure these teams are getting good players and good people. Oh, play video games all day. I feel like in the Tampa 2 scheme, I feel like I can play all 3 positions, to be honest with you. You know, I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything like that, but, you know, I play our defense at the University of Tennessee, we kind of implement the Tampa 2 system, you know, and I played the weak side linebacker as well as the middle linebacker position.
What would you, as far as height, weight, would you weigh into
that? 6'1¾", 242.
A couple more guys, Gerard, you're part of a pretty unique class.
Right.
Which makes it hard to be a part of creating the best class of players.
That's got to
make
It definitely does. You know, representing the 757 area code, you know, guys like Vince Hall, Xavier Deeby, all those guys, you know, but before us, there were guys, you know, a long time ago doing this thing. You had Michael Vick, all those guys, Allen Iversons, all those guys, Plaxico Burress. And, you know, I'm just trying to continue the legacy. It definitely does. You know, I remember growing up in the fifth and sixth grade, watching other guys, you know, that, you know, Ronald Curry and guys like that. And like, man, one day I want to be there. And this day, you know, it's coming soon. Oh. You know, Brad Cottom, he's an excellent football player, excellent guy. You know, he's had some unfortunate injuries, but when he's healthy, he's a load to handle. You know, blocking, catching, running routes, he just does it all when he's healthy.